Amen.
Amen.
It's our year of wholeness. And our anchor text for this year is 3 John 2, which says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers." And I want you to personalize that. Let that be your refrain this year. When you wake up in the morning, let it be something that you say. Let it become part and parcel of you. That I shall prosper in all things and be in health as my soul prospers in this year. In 2016, Ayodele Adroja will prosper in all things and be in health as his soul prospers in the name of Jesus. That will be your question in Jesus' mighty name. And I know for sure that the floodgates of heaven are open over your life, and there will be wholeness in the name of Jesus. So at the crossover service, we began to look at what it means to experience wholeness. And we discussed that wholeness, you know, refers to perfect completeness. And we understand that God designed man as a tripartite being, made up of spirit, soul, and body. And in order to be whole, to be complete, each aspect of a person must be well. Because when any aspect of a person is not well, the other aspects are adversely affected. So wholeness therefore means being well in spirit, mind, and body, as reflected in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now today, we're taking our text from Luke chapter 18. Luke 18, from verse 18 through verse 22. Luke 18 through 22. And the Bible says, "Now a certain ruler asked him, saying, 'Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?' So Jesus said to him, 'Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. You know the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother.' And he said, 'All these things I have kept from my youth.' So when Jesus heard these things, he said to him, 'You still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.'" Now, number one symbolizes in the Bible the unity and primacy and the oneness, you know, of the Godhead. And as we begin this, the first month of this year, we are reminded that the first of the Ten Commandments, on which all the others, you know, rest, is, "You shall have no other gods before me." Our Lord Jesus Christ summed this up in Matthew chapter 22, 20, if you read Matthew chapter 22, 37 and 38, he said there that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And he said, this is the first and great commandment. And we know also from the Bible that Jesus is called the firstborn of every creature. He's number one. He's also called the first of the first fruits. And Christ himself referred to himself as the Alpha several times in the book of Revelation. He said, "I am the Alpha, the first." Amen?
Amen.
And so during the crossover service, we talked about wholeness in body, which manifests in physical and emotional wholeness. We also talked about wholeness in soul and spirit. Now, for lack of time, I was not able to delve as deep as I would have liked to into wholeness in soul and spirit. And as I said, soul and spirit are combined because your soul is the gateway of your spirit. Now, God, the wonderful creator, wishes that man prospers in all these, in all the different aspects of your being. But he who wants us to prosper, especially, you know, this in the soul, which is a spiritual part of your life, because that is at the core of your being. Amen?
Amen.
And so it is therefore no coincidence that 3 John 2 says, I wish that you prosper in all things and be in health as your soul, you know, prospers. And when you read that 1 Thessalonians 5:23 again, it lists, you know, the different aspects, you know, of your being in order of precedence. It said, God will sanctify you wholly in your spirit, then in your soul, and then, you know, in your body. So in other words, you know, it is important that you prosper in your soul in order to prosper in all the different aspects. It is important that you have wholeness, you know, in your soul, in order for you to have wholeness, you know, in other areas. And Jesus alluded to the importance of the spirit and soul wholeness when he said, what shall it profit a man if he, you know, loses, you know, his soul? And we also established, you know, three things during the crossover service, that the body of man is world conscious. Amen? Because it is with the body that you relate to other people. The soul of man is self-conscious. That is where pride resides. That is where ego resides. That is where timidity resides. That's where all the, you know, the things that distinguish you, that separate you from another individual like that, you know, resides. But the spirit of man is the God-conscious aspect, you know, of your being. And it is through the spirit that you acknowledge and recognize God. And the person that, and it is through that spirit also that you can deny the existence of God. And as we stated at the crossover service, God is the source of wholeness. And so we established that you cannot achieve wholeness by yourself, in your own strength or in your own ability. But it is God that will bring about your wholeness. Therefore, it follows that if a man is going to experience wholeness, it has to begin with the spirit, because that is the God-conscious aspect of you. Amen? Amen? So, because if you cannot connect with God, the one that is the source of wholeness, then you are not going to be able to achieve wholeness. And it is only the God-conscious aspect of you that can connect with God. In our passage, in that passage that we read in Luke 18, we are told about that certain ruler who came to Jesus. He said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Now, when you read that on the face of it, you know, somebody might think he's talking about the afterlife, because he's talking about eternal life. Amen? But you see, the fact of the matter is that he was not just talking about eternal life. He was really talking about salvation. And when you know, salvation has at its root, wholeness, you know, health. Amen? Because when you think about it, all those things don't have as much currency in the life after, other than here. Where are you going to enjoy good health? Is it talking about heaven? No, it's talking about here. Where does God want you to have wholeness? He's talking about here. Amen? So when that man came to, you know, Jesus, he was really asking, how do I have wholeness? How do I enjoy wholeness in my soul and spirit? And you see, the fact of the matter is that when your material and, you know, physical needs have been met, there remains a vacuum in the human heart, an internal yearning, you know, for more. And from experience, you find that people who have done everything to, you know, get ahead, they find that once they get, you know, the material benefits that they were looking for, once they, after they have acquired all those things, they find that there is no there. Amen? A woman whose emotional need is finally met by falling in love soon discovers it is shallow if the God-conscious aspect of her being is still yearning for more. Amen? So now, the lawyer's question, the ruler's question to Jesus, it was actually about wholeness. He was asking, how do I achieve wholeness? How do I achieve wholeness? And so it follows that we need wholeness in our soul and spirit. in order to enjoy wholeness, you know, in our body. So in this first month of this year of wholeness, it is imperative that we begin with God-conscious wholeness. Amen?
Amen.
In our passage, Jesus told the ruler, you lack one thing. Therefore, our prophetic focus for this month is one thing. Amen?
Amen.
One thing. And our anchor text for this month is that Luke, you know, 18 that we read, verse 22, the A part, where Jesus said to him, you still lack one thing. And our passage points to the fact that God-conscious wholeness holds the key to being whole and living well. For instance, Exodus 15:26, he says, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, he said, then I will put none of the diseases. So he said, if you're God conscious, you are God conscious, you know, wholeness is taken care of. The God conscious aspect of your being, if it is fair, God said, then the other things I will take care of. He said, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians. He said, for I am the Lord who healed you, who heals you. So from our passage, there are, you know, certain lessons. I'm just going to run over them quickly that we can learn. Number one lesson is that money and fame and achievement cannot give you wholeness. In that passage, the young ruler had his youth. He had money. He had achievement. And despite all his personal success, he did not feel complete. He knew that there was something that was missing. And so we understand that a mountain of wealth, fame, you know, big fat bank accounts, social media balls will not make up for what is lacking in your God-conscious aspect. Jesus said to him, you still lack one thing. And he said, sell all that you have and distribute to the poor. Now, why Jesus said you lack one thing, he listed what seemed like three things. He said, sell all you have, distribute to the poor, and follow me. Meanwhile, he said, you lack one thing. And so we must understand that this first part is not primarily about money. Because somebody might read that and will think, oh, it's because Jesus does not want him to have money. Because he said, you lack one thing, and then he now gave three commands about the things that he had to do. So that tells you that he's really not talking about the money. He's really not so much about the money. And so the question then is, how do Jesus' three demands condense into one? Because he said, you lack one thing. And this demands may be summed up like this. In other words, he was saying, your attachment to your possessions needs to be replaced by an attachment to me. It is though the man stood there with money in his hand, and Jesus said, take my hand. And in order for him to take the hand of Jesus, he had to let go of the money. And so it was more not about what the man was giving up. It was more about what he was going to receive from Jesus. And that was why Jesus said, you lack one thing. Amen? So the one thing he needs is not what falls out of his hand, but what he takes into his hand. And that's what Jesus was telling. So you want wholeness. Only by your attachment to God will you experience wholeness. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus makes the point another way. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things will be added to you. David, a man after God's own heart, he understand the importance of soul and spirit wholeness above all else. And that was why in Psalm 27, verse 4, he said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will seek him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire. It's one thing, the only thing that I desire. But look at what God gave him. When he sought that wholeness of the soul and spirit, God now established his throne forever. Because he sought the God-conscious wholeness, God gave him wholeness in all, you know, the other departments of his life. Amen? And he went on. That's why even in that Psalm 27, by the time you read verses 5 and 6, you see the benefits of, you know, seeking, you know, the God. Because he said, in the time of trouble, you will hide me in your pavilion, in the secret place of your tabernacle, you will keep me. He said, as long as I seek you, he said, I know that there is nothing that is going to happen to me. My health will be preserved. My finances will be preserved. Everything about me, you know, will be in good shape. Because, you know, I am seeking the one thing that I seek, that I'm looking for. Amen. And so we say that money, fame, and all these things cannot give you wholeness. Number two, we understand that you must set your priorities right this year. Set your priorities right. In the book of Luke chapter 10, you know, there's another story here from 38 to 42. Luke 10, 38 to 42. Jesus and his entourage are invited to a woman's house by the name of Martha. Martha decides that she's going to prepare a meal for the guests. And as she's busy, you know, preparing the meal in the kitchen, she notices her sister Mary sitting, you know, with the man listening to Jesus. And she thought about it for a while. She could not handle it anymore. She went and confronted Jesus. She said, Jesus, don't you see how I am working in the kitchen? And Martha and Mary is just sitting, you know, here listening to you. Why don't you ask Mary to come and join me in the kitchen? And Jesus looked at her. And Jesus said to Martha, he said, Mary has chosen, you know, one thing. She has chosen the right thing, and it will not be taken away from her. So in other words, he says, Mary has set, you know, the right priorities. Why are you busy? Why are you fussing about things that are not important? Amen. And so in this year also, if for you to experience wholeness, wholeness in your soul and spirit, your priorities must be right. You must set your priorities right. You cannot be busy about other things and allow the things of God to take a back seat. Amen. When you have to make a choice, you know, between, you know, doing one thing, doing something for God, and doing, you know, carrying out your secular, you know, business or secular activities, which one are you going to give precedence? And if God is saying for you to have the wholeness that he wants you to have this year, you must not allow, you know, the things of God to take a back seat. Amen? The things of God have to be important. And then number three, you must not be complacent. When the ruler approached Jesus, the man was basking in his self-conscious aspect of his being. He said, all these things I have done from the time that I was a youth. Oh, he said, I never killed anybody. Oh, I have obeyed all the laws. But obeying the laws, you know, just being legalistic is not the same, you know, as having a connection with God. And so he was basking in his righteousness, in his self-righteousness. But when you contrast that with Paul, who says in Philippians chapter 3, 13 to 14, where he said, I do not count myself to have apprehended. He said, but this one thing that I do, I forget about the things that are behind me, and I keep pressing forward. So Paul is saying, I don't worry, you know, about the setbacks of yesterday. I don't even worry about the successes of yesterday, because I know that there's still much more, you know, that God wants me to do. So, because it is easy to look at the success of yesterday and become complacent. It is also equally easy to look at the past failures and become discouraged. But God is saying that one thing for sure is that if you are going to have the wholeness that he wants you, you have to keep pressing forward. Amen. Keep pressing forward. Keep pressing forward. You have to keep straining for the life that God intended for you to have. Even if it does not appear you are meeting it, but you still keep striving for it. Amen? And then lastly, God knows what is lacking in your life. He knows the one thing that you need. So God desires for us to have wholeness. And given that he's the source of wholeness, he knows what we need. Amen? He has the prescription for wholeness for everyone. So you may think that all you need is a better job. And God may be saying, you need more of my presence. You may think, oh, God, if you can just give me, you know, a husband or a wife, I will be complete. God may be saying, no, that is not what you really need right now. What you need is more of me. Because he's the one that knows what is lacking in your life. He's the one that knows that one thing that you need. And from time to time this year, God will be examining all of us. And he will tell us the one thing that we lack. And we'll have a choice. How will we respond? The ruler in Luke 18, Jesus told him what he lacked. And the Bible tells us that he walked the wayside because he could not, you know, do what Jesus said to him. And so in the course of this year, God will be examining all of us. And he will be telling you at one time or the other, this is what you need now. This is what is lacking. Will you walk away sad and unfulfilled like the rich young ruler? Or will you say, Lord, I am at your service? Let's rise to our feet. Let's rise to our feet. Let's give him praise. Give him glory. Like we said, the God conscious aspect of your being has to be tuned to God for you to experience wholeness. So therefore, if you have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have not even started. So if there's anybody here who has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, just lift up your right hand wherever you are so that you can pray this prayer of faith. It is very important that you start start your journey as a child of God so that everything that God has ordained for you for this year will be your portion. So I don't see any hands up, so I assume that all of us are saved. But for all of us that are already born again, one thing that we must all do today is to rededicate our lives, you know, to the Lord. So that this year we can consciously make the choices that will be pleasing unto God. So that everything that we desire, the wholeness that we desire in all the other departments of our lives, you know, can come into manifestation. So today we're going to rededicate ourselves to the Lord. I want us to talk to him. And say, just go ahead and talk to him. And say, Lord, I come before you today. Humbly, I come before you with a contrite heart to rededicate myself unto you. I know I have not been, you know, exactly the way that you want me to be. I have not served you the way that you want me to serve you. I have not, you know, worshiped you the way that you desire for me to worship you. I have not, you know, I have not been the kind of child, exactly the kind of child that you desire for me to be. But today I am coming unto you, O God, to rededicate myself. Lord, cleanse me again with the blood of Jesus. Accept me as a child. Forgive me for all my past errors. Forgive me for all my past mistakes. As I rededicate myself unto you, Lord, let me experience wholeness this year. As I rededicate myself as your child, give me the wholeness that I need. What I need to make me complete, to make my joy complete, grant unto me, O God, as I rededicate myself to you. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. We are going to pray unto God the Father. Let your word not fail in my life this year. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Lord, your word must not fail in my life. Father, do not allow your word to fail in my life. In the name of Jesus. Order my steps, Lord, so much such that your word will not fail in my life. In the name of Jesus. Ask the Lord to contend with those who want to contend with your destiny this year. That the Lord should contend with them. Father, contend with them. In the name of Jesus. Father, contend with as many as want to contend with me. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Go ahead and confess that you will possess all your blessings this year. Every blessing that the Lord has ordained for you shall accrue unto me in the name of Jesus. I will not go through this 2016 in vain. In the name of Jesus. I will not live like a floater in this year. Lord, you will keep me grounded. You will keep me rooted. And every blessing that you have ordained for your children shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Father, perfect all that pertains to me. Position people to be a blessing unto me. The right people at the right time, at the right place. Father, position them to help me along, to be a blessing unto me, to be a helper unto my destiny. In the name of Jesus. So shall he be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so, Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the praise. We magnify. Lord God Almighty, I lift up everyone under the sound of my voice unto you, O God, this day. I ask, O God, that you will perfect all that pertains to them. In the name of Jesus. Jehovah God, I pray, Father, that every sacrifice that we need to make to embrace wholeness in our soul and spirit, Lord, I pray that you will enable us to make that sacrifice. In the name of Jesus. And my Father, my God, as we take care of our God-conscious aspect of our being, Jehovah God, I pray that you will grant us wholeness in all the other realms. In the name of Jesus. That financially we will not lack anything. Materially we will not lack anything. Physically we will not lack anything. In the name of Jesus. That Daddy, you will give us wholeness. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will complete us on every side. In the name of Jesus. All shall be well with us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.